Mark has been in touch, and this is his question. Hello, Mark. Go for it.
All right. I have read that fructose in humans is metabolised to fat and little else. Fructose is readily available in most forms of fruit, form of packaging that arrives in the glut in the autumn. So herbivores and omnivores then have a food source that arrives in huge quantities, encourages overeating, and is metabolised straight to fat just prior to the winter when food is scarce and fat reserves are needed. Could this be the source of maladaptation to modern sweet foods? Are we forever stuck preparing for a time of scarcity that never arrives and shaped by a metabolic pathway that no longer fulfills its intended purpose and instead makes us obese?
If I may, Mark, it is not true that fructose is converted to fat and little else. Undoubtedly, glucose, which is our normal fuel that increases insulin and everything else, that is absorbed by your muscles and by your fat. And that's not true for fructose. It goes largely to the liver where it's actually metabolized there. About 1% or so, maybe slightly less, goes directly to fat.
What happens to the other 99%?
It's actually divided between glycogen and actually being converted into glucose in of itself. There is, however, variation in how people handle fructose. Okay, so some people handle fructose slightly better than others. But at the end of the day, all things will be converted into fat if you have too much of it. So in other words, even if you have too much glucose, once your body uses up the glucose it needs to use, it will be converted into fat. The same thing for protein, the same thing for fructose as well.
So does Mark have a point that you have this big glut of fructose at one time in the year and it does end up as fat because effectively, animals are taking more energy than they need, so it favours becoming obese.
But it's not only fructose. I mean, fructose is found largely in fruit, but together with glucose to form sucrose. It's sugar in of itself. Too much of it, when you have it, will be converted into fat. That is the purpose of having that glut where the bears come along and having, the fruit in order to actually get enough energy to hibernate. But that's going to be always going to be true if you have too many calories in which sucrose is readily available.
Eleanor.
Just quickly from an animally tasty thing, I was reading quite recently about taste perception and, why is sweet things tasty? And from looking at birds, it seems to be that it evolved to teach them, oh, this has lots of calories, therefore it's worth eating, therefore it's sweet. So that's the kind of evolutionary thing. Is it the same in people, do you think? Or do you think it's a bit more kind of complex than that?
No. I think it probably is quite that simple. So sugar is one of the most energy-dense things we can have per gram because you get 100% of the calories from it and you eat it. And interestingly, if you actually take babies, they can take food that is sweet, that is incredibly sweet, that we would find inedible. But babies would go, delicious, yummy. And then what happens is as they get out of babyhood into childhood, then into our age, when our palate becomes adult-like, we can't take food that is as sweet then as our kids can. And if you actually taste anything the kids eat, oh my God. And so I think it's quite that simple, yes.
Wasn't it you who said once, "Cat, I love babies, but I couldn't eat a whole one"?
Yeah, I think they're sweet.
But too sweet for me.
Now,